We'll begin with prayer. Dear Father in heaven, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. Amen. The following are definitions for the word status, or if you like, status. Number one, relative social or professional standing. Number two, high rank or social standing. Number three, the position of affairs at a particular time. And four, an official classification. So, what is your status? What is your standing? What is your position? Well, it depends on how you see yourself. Let's say your method of determination is based on class ranking. Then your status would be that of a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Watching high school students through the years, it seems to me that most students can't wait until they are seniors, until they've reached that status, that rank. There's no higher status in their mind than to be a senior. Sometimes they even get special t-shirts that announce their status to the world. And sometimes they sit in a certain location as a group during chapel. Of course, there are other ways of determining status. Many define their status in terms of money or power or academic degrees or physical appearance. Which is the best? Which status would you regard as being the highest, the most wonderful, the most fantastic, the most phenomenal? That would be the status to which you would apply the Greek word makarios, or the Hebrew word asherei. Both of these words express the thought of a status that is most excellent, most marvelous, most wonderful. No position, no condition could be better than this. And so I'm going to use those words in the following passages, those Greek and Hebrew words. Asherei is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Asherei is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Asherei is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Makarios are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Makarios are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Makarios are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Makarios are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Makarios are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Makarios are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Makarios are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Makarios are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Makarios are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Well, I've used Hebrew and Greek, but what English word can there be to express the concept found in Makarios and Asherei? A word that expresses a most excellent status. Some translations use the word happy. I struggle, however, with the beatitude that says happy are the sad. Moreover, to me, the word happy expresses a frame of mind, at least to me, not a status. Other translations have the word B-L-E-S-S-E-D. The word could be pronounced blessed or blessed. However, both the Greek and the Hebrew have a different word for blessed. I talked about that last time. I tried to find an English word that expresses the concept of something of a most excellent status. And the only one I could come up with is blessed. It's a word that is rarely used in common day English outside of religious circles. And even then, do we really use it at any other time than when actually quoting from the Bible? So what does that word mean to you? When you hear, blessed are the poor in spirit, what do you think? A dictionary definition really is not going to help. But then there are other Bible words which can be defined only by the way God uses those words. Grace is one of them. In the dictionary, undeserved love is listed as the fourth definition. However, that particular definition is linked directly to the Bible. It talks about the undeserved love of God. And so God defines the word grace for us as is used in His Word. And so, I would say, is the word blessed. Its meaning in the Bible is to be determined by God, not by dictionaries, nor by common usage. Blessed refers to the most excellent status of the one who is so designated. On this 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, I tell you, blessed are you, students, teachers, and staff of Emmanuel, for you are truly Lutheran. God has placed you in a most excellent status. To be truly Lutheran is to be truly Christian, and to be truly Christian is to be truly saved, and to be truly sons of the living God. However, the blessedness of being truly Lutheran is not found in the name Lutheran, nor in membership in a Lutheran church. Our Lutheran heritage is not found in a word, but in the Word of God, which Rome took away from the people, but which God restored in the Reformation. Our heritage is to be found in the good news that our sins are forgiven once and for all time. To have this knowledge, this faith, places us in a most excellent status. Among all the peoples of the world, among all the ranks and positions, whether you're talking about high school seniors, or presidents of the United States, or the most wealthy man in the world, among all these peoples, we are the blessed ones. Next time, God willing, we will begin to discover just how blessed we are as we embark on a journey through the Beatitudes. For now, we sing of our blessedness in the words of hymn 391.